So first of all, the plan. So we had the first part, the number one, last time. It was a short explanation, do tempa, and now we have jepar shepa, the expanded explanation or detailed explanation. This is the second part, nipa, jepar shepa, la ni. So there is two parts in this detailed explanation. So these two parts are first lungidrup gi dun du pate du te tenpa. So the explanation of the concise meaning of lungidrup. Huh? The explanation of the short meaning of lungidrup, because we already seen last time the short explanation of lungidrup, of the spontaneity. Okay? And now we'll see the explanation of this short meaning. And the second one is Junmi Shepe Dun Jete Shepa. So the second one is the explanation of the part, if you want, Jepa, huh? The part of the classification of the branch meaning, you could say, or the meaning of the of Junmi Jepa, of the unceasingness of the activity. Okay? So among these two, the first one, which is the explanation of the short meaning of the continuity of the activity of the Buddha, there is 2 points again. Nampar mitok pardang. So nampar mitok means without any conception. And yul du mi garwar jukpao. So jukpa is the manifestation of this activity. Migalwa. Migalwa, which is a manorwa. Migalwa. Migalwa is a manorwa.
Garwa.
Migalwa.
Yordan tu garwa maimba.
Garwa maimba.
Yurdu mangarwa te, yurdu manorwa.
So, yul don du, the place and the time. Migalwa is like manorwa or the right, you could say. Huh? Gal is opposition, a contradiction, and without contradiction, it means that the precise or the exact, you could say, the manifestation of the exact place and time.
Tangbo ne, tangbo number mo do ba ne. Kangi kangin durwa ye sa gang kang do kangi chi.
Te
namdo ke mi ser toba da do lön yuto. Durza kanji Durza Durza kanji che dun jo pata Durza kanji che dun jo pata tab kanji in durwata That's Sanjay and Tinet, the Durza, Tinet, you bought the Durza Kange Kange Cheto, you were Sepata. The Durza, Durza Kange Cheto, you bought the Tap Durza Tinny, Tap Kangi Dorwata. Tap Kangi Dorwata. Durze Durwe, Durwe Sava Kangi Bata. Durva Sava Kangi Bata. Durza nebe Durza teni, Durza loma teni, nebe, your Kandu Hikbatan. Kapsu papa two souls, your Kandu Hikbatan. Durza Durve, Kapsu papa two souls. Durza ten, Duryake, Durza Yinayan, Durza Durva Kapsu Mara, Napim Madovare. Durza Durva Kapsu Pagore, Kapsu papa two so Kangitses. Two so Kangitse. Durva namla teye kulungkes, kulung nambak toba jewa meyeng, bezor je yuwa meba tiseres, kulung namdo jewa meba tang, bezor je yuwa meba junzin tenye jisena, toba zobu sanje je, tenene, tuta du lunju toba njogos, tena toba yantaba zobu sanje je, tenete, tuta du te juendo, bezor meba lunju toba njogres, Oh yeah.
So then this first point, which is Namparmi Tokpa, okay, this explanation why the Buddha's activity is Namparmi Tok without any conception or without any thinking process. So Dulja Kangi chedu jukpa tang. Duja, the disciples. Kangi chedu jukpa. For whom it's manifest. Okay? Or it's for whom this trinle manifests. So the beings, for whom, and for the sakes of who, the Buddha activity manifest. Tang. And tap kangi dulwa tang. The means by which it's disciplined them. Durwa, to discipline. And duwe jawa kangyinpa. And whatever kangyinpa, whatever are the jawa, the act or the actions of discipline. Or the action to discipline, if you want. And duja nepe yul. And Kongdu Shekpa, so and Yul, the place, Duja Nepe, where, you could say where, huh? The place where abide, Nepa, where rest those disciples, Kongdu, whatever, so whatever place where those disciples are staying, abiding, Shekpa, it's coming. This activity is coming. So the place where this activity is coming, wherever there is disciple to be trained, so Shekpa to come, and Kapsu Pakpa. Kapsu Pakpa, it's an expression by itself, which means the right time. Kapsu Pakpa. Kapsu Pakpedu, you could say. All together, Kapsu Pakpedu, it's the time which is right. The right time. Appropriate or right. Dusu, so at the Kapsu Pakpedu, at the right time. Kangite, the time, the moment, whatever moment, which is the time appropriate.
Kangite is a root word.
Yeah, kangite is like what kangdu. We have kangdu at the very beginning of this line, which is yul. And here we have kangite, which is du. And it's very difficult to translate because, in fact, it's referred to the root text.
Only one.
Yeah, it's referred to the text. So kangite and dusu is the same.
Same, yes. Same.
At the time of.
Kapsu Pakpedu so means kangite.
Yeah, just one to explain the other.
Kangite is root word.
So, dulwa namla de. Dulwa namla. Those discipline.
In training.
Yeah, this training.
No. Taming.
Discipline. So this taming, this action of taming, this taming. Dei kunongi nam parto pa jepa minching. So chiwamin. So chiwamin being born, not being born, mean not chiwa being born. Nampatokpa with if you want thought.
Thought doesn't arise.
And De kunong in Napatopa. From this action, the motivation of this action is not born from thought. Okay, so to act in such a manner, it is not born from thought. So shing, not being born from thought, betsulgi yowame pe chirna. It is therefore chirna. It is therefore betsul gi yowamepa. It is not agitated. It is not the agitation of effort. You could say literally. So you could say it doesn't invest. It doesn't. There's no necessity for any efforts. Effortless. And yeah, the movement of the effort. There is no movement of efforts. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we had it last time, and we translated maybe a voluntary thinking. I think kunong because it's. Yeah, but when something is motivated, it means that it's voluntary. When a thought is motivated,
you can separate both.
Yeah, something which is motivated. If you
motivation
do
motivation and a conception.
It doesn't help with thoughts so as a motivating force. Motivating forces without effort.
Mm. I think kunlong in namto, I mean, for me, it really means voluntary thought. You know,
it's not separately.
Kunlong because
long tongue namto number
two.
Yes, I mean all the thoughts about
it makes no difference.
Who and why and what and that.
Yeah.
All what makes
because when you have a namto, when you have a thinking process which is motivated. It means that it's voluntary. There is something to motivate this thinking. Then you are thinking, like Rinpoche explained last day, you remember, he was saying, will I do that, or will I do that, or will I not do that? You know, this kind of mental working, you know, but kind of voluntary mental working, or motivated, if you like. Okay, so motivated from all this point. All this action are without... they don't give birth to any thought. Okay, or that they are not born from this thought.
No. Thoughts and motivation doesn't arise. Do not arise.
You think it's two things then? Kunlong dong namto.
I think it's the same. If you say like that,
yeah.
It's not different.
Okay.
Kunlong ki number tokpas. Kunlong thang number tokpas.
Kunlong ki number
tokpas. Kunlong thang number tokpas. Kiwa tokpas.
Do what they like to eat, long.
To take long.
Kangits in Durbanama. Kunong case, it ended up.
Durbanama.
Kunong ke nam tato, dada re dwa. Kunong ke nam tato. Ta ti durza, durza kangdo yu ne le hikwa te so te hi ya te le kunong ni kogra wa. Te kunong ke nam tato pa me wale se.
Kunong nam tato. Kunong ke nam tato pa ni chikba re ten sar odi kapsa.
Re re re.
Same.
Kunong ke nam tato me wale
se. Conception of motivation. That means a head motivation is conception. Conception is motivation.
Nipa yudu mungawan juba nes. Ta nipa yudu mungawan juba re.
Te sa tsama sonu pichin. Yenjin chikma chikma.
Ya, ya.
So you... efforts. And tupa dzope sangye gichinle ni. So the activity of the Supreme Buddha, the Muni, Topa, the Muni, the poor one, powerful one. Du takdu, continually. Lungi drupa jukes. Manifest spontaneously manifest.
That's one. Yeah, Tanya ba you do mangarwa and you padre. Niba you do mangarwa and you padre. Durzakane kanyeke. Durvata man kangan ki. Durzakan kandone can't say you're down to theta. Moba, that's him change him, Moba. Moba number not so but change it. There's a carnage. There's a same change a carnage. Can't he cheer those? Same change a carnage. Can't he? Can't he cheer the carnage? Cheer the run. There's a run uncle. Moba down to bar, the low down to bar. Take what some love so be. Tikpa somla sope, sope, tikpa somla sope, durve tap mambo, durve tap mambo kanki, durza nam durva layang, durva seba layang, luinji truparan yukbatam. Ne kapso ngonbaran towa. Tela, Nakab song one burn towa, one do sit at Ladam Mayer. Nakab don't want to one burn towa, Ladam Mayer, then a devil and go batam. Tartuk don't he burn lepas. Tartuk he licked the tarbar in a burn lepa. Neber lepa, tarbal and go batao. Durvis savate, durvis savate, kangi ba namla, and sava kangi ba namla young. Lunge to burn you batans and bait bait or map and bay, but the two are map, lunge to burn you batan. Countdown, your countdown, your countdown. Two can't get in, two day, Durza Sinji, the Kanga, you'll be your down. Kanga, you'll be your down, Durba cups of papa, two so. Zhukpa sanje nam hikpa. Tuso hikpa te da jang mengarikhen bechor mayaparas. Mengarikhen bechor mayapar. Beipa da tsorwa mayapar. Then lundrop dunjuk parajuva was. Lundrop dunjuk reyes. Oh yeah.
So now we come to the second part. Which is Yul du Migalwar Jupa. So the manifestation of the activity of Buddha activities, which is without any mistake concerning the place or the time, or without any contradiction, cannot be contradict, which is the right place and the right time, you could say. So Nipa ni. So, Mepa na tsokpa chen gidul ja ikam ni. So, the disposition of dulja, of this to be tamed, this being to be tamed, to be disciplined, of the disciple. So, the disposition of the disciple which chen possess, Mepa na tsokpa, different aspiration or motivation, aspiration there. So this disposition, kang it se du rong rong, gi me pa dong chun par. Kang shik se du, kang shik se du so so rong gi me pa dong chun par. So according chun pa, me pa dong chun par, according to the motivation of wrong wrong each of those beings. So wrong wrong means here the beings, if it any of the beings individually. So in accordance with the motivation of each of those beings, then we have to go to at the end of the sentence. Which is jukpa, okay, at the middle of the first line. Jukpa, Buddha activity manifest, hyunge drup, perfectly spontaneously, young even, la, durwa la, by taming, Kongda gi by gi by tapmampo kongda gi, so by whatever means kongda whatever means or many means whatever many means kongda whatever and among you could say whatever whichever among the lots of means which the means of taming, you could say, by the different lasokpa, so tekpa sum la lasokpa, such as the three vehicles and so on, according mepa don chunpa, in accordance with the motivation or the different, you could say rang rang gi mepa, according to the different kind of motivation of those to be tamed. According to the different motivation of those to be tamed. Aspiration. Tunpa. It's just an expression, mepa dan tunpa. You know, we have also this so dan dempa or whatever, you know, all this construction in Tibetan. Dang tunpa, dan dempa, it's all this. Tunpa is favorable. So mepa dan tunpa, favorable in accordance with the motivation. So nekapsu. Temporarily, ngun par topa. So ngun par topa is what we used to see by ngunto, ngunto, which is higher rivers, such as men or gods. So temporarily, the higher rivers ngunto, ngun par topa, and tartuk, to ultimately, nge pa lek pa. In the definite good, which is freedom. Buddhahood. Gepa tabu durwe jawa kongin pa nam la yang lungi drupa jupa. So we will take again by the hand. So Buddha activity manifest, jupa manifest. Lungi drupa spontaneously. Yang even towards durwe jawa kongin pa nam. Whatever action jawa, what kongin pa, jawa kongin pa nam, all the different action of taming, tabu such as to establish, it's understood the beings, in ngun top, in the higher rebirth temporarily, or ultimately in the ngelek, in the definite liberation. Okay, so, and this is the second type of action. Then, kongdu. Kongdu ni, here it's just referred to the root. So you have kongdu ni. What is understood by kongnu is yul kong. Okay, so yul kong, whatever place. Dong e, and kongitse ni, what is understood by kongitse at the time of, it's du. So we can just make Yul Dongdu, at the time and the place. Duja Kongna Yerpa Yul. Kongna Yerpa is wherever there is. To the place, Yul. Kongna Yerpa, wherever there is, Duja, this disciples. To the place, wherever there is disciples, and Dulwe Kapsu Papa Idusu. Su at, due the time, Kapsu Papa fit or favorable, appropriate, for Dulwa taming. So you could say just in time and place, fit and appropriate to tame, and wherever there is being to be tame. Shekpa, it comes, manifest, the activity manifest or comes. Deda kyong migawa shing besumempa. And those, all those actions, which is those that we just have seen, okay? Which was the action of taming, the place to tame, the right time to place, to tame, the different means by which you will tame and so on. All those, dedakyong, all those even, dedakyong, megashing, without any mistake, you could say, or without any misleading, betsul mepar, without effort, lungi drupar, jupa, are manifested without any effort. Kangshik Shidu Rangring, Kangshik Shidu, those at this last line of the last page. According to the Mepadan Tumpar, it's the different kind of means according to the aspiration, the different fit to the aspiration of each of them separately. Individually, in order to, for the sake of those.
As
it's
beneficial for them.
Yeah, as it's beneficial for them, yeah.
Nyeba jyum jyeba tung jyeba la nga, nenga namdang dor tenpa tang. Tung jyeba jyeba ri jyeba. Teda pi ye chunpar se chunchor. Pedon jarve jeke du de jeme che tsoro tambo tambo menge namrang dor den bani ninjin te ye ton ba dan ten de te yong zin da te de te chu chin la te chu chin la ne number tok ba me bar number tok ba me se ro hi song de yang da par zo be san je nam je Durza Simji Namje Simji Namje Dunga Sipa Kamsong Kova Dunga Tamji Jobaran Zeba Dunga Letrovaran Zebe Zeba Jum Jeba Zeba Jum Jeba Parma Jeba Indi Tinli Jes Sanje Gentine Joe Moy Sanje Jess and Moy Young Dabber Joe Besanje Moy Sanje Young Dagber Tembas Moy Sanje Young Dagber Te Young Dagber Te Legber Temba Ninjinje Nipper and Devon Nipper and Jim Batin Ninjinja Lambda Ninjin Devon Ninjin Te Ninjin Te Never to emba. Never to emba te. Devon in jinny topper seba. So so nam dan hit it so ni down. Jodan jin te ni jen devo. Dinny pacta jadan jeba. San he hits a chutam de condu jubil san jodan. Te tavo devo san jug te jo. Durza simjin je ton zeben tene joyor yongso zemba tene yuyor yongsun zimbar seba simjin dang. Di yuyla sarza dreba dang se. Ta tene jin yuyor yongsun zimbar simjin du simjin diye yuyla yuyla sarza sarbar saba dreba dang. Dreba teni yuyor seba sanje jin tene je jins Sanje gentine jim jebe jin tuji jimbo tang. Drolan number talk by my bar. Be me to jugo sero. Oh, yeah.
So now we have at the second point. And in this second point, it's the full explanation, Shepa, the explanation of the meaning of Junmi Chepa, of the unceasingness, whatever, without any cessation, uninterruptedness. So this is the second one, and this one has, again, five division. Mingin Namdrong, continuity, unbroken continuity. Yeah, continuity, that's good. So Mingin Namdrong Dor Tempa. So the explanation, Tenpa, the explanation of short, of the short, in short, of the synonyms of the name. The second one is Shepa, the explanation, Jepa fully explained or fully detailed, of the different classification or different categories of this attribute. Deda Peyi Tsun Tsul. So Tsul, the way, Tsun of the illustration, Yi by example. The way these different categories or these different types of the attributes, the way those are applied or the way they are illustrated, Tsun, by examples. Pe den jarwe jep shepa. So the full explanation of the application, jarwa, to put together the application of the example and their meaning. This is the fourth one. And then the fifth one is du junmi che tul. So the way of this continuity in brief. Tempa thought it was something like conclusion, a kind of conclusion in brief, just summaries, to summarize what would have been said. So the first of those one then is the synonyms of the name in brief. So there is in fact 6 points, which I can give you briefly. These 6 points, we will see them. It's first to the lam, the path. The second one is the two accumulation. Then the third one is enlightenment. The fourth one is the beings. The fifth one is the veils. And the sixth one is Tukje Chempo, the great compassion. This is the six synonyms or the 6 points, if you want. So, Sangye Nam Gi, all the Buddhas, Senchen Kinden Zepe Zepa, Junmi Chepa Yinte, so all the Buddha are continuously accomplishing the benefit of beings, or are acting for the benefit of beings, like, for example, cutting suffering, and cutting, showing them the way to cut the veil and so on. So those Buddhas are continuously acting for the benefit of beings. So here is Yinte. So then we should have some cheer after to prove it. And the cheer is completely at the end of the sentence. So we just see that all the points coming now is just the reason. And this is the proposition or the predicate. So, Why then all the Buddha are acting for the benefit of beings? So, because Trinagi Ju, the cause of this activity, is Nguyen Sum Sangye Gi Yang Dakpar Tenpa Nye Pa Jinpe Lam. So what is the cause is previously Nguyen Sangye, the Buddha, by the Buddha, Yang Dakpa Tenpa, having, but the Buddha having fully rely or resulted, rely on, or for, by the Buddha of the past, Nguyen, previously, to have fully Tenpa result. How do you say that? Result? Resulted? Resulted? So the path Nye Jin of real liberation, and Nye is definitely, and Jin is to go. So the real liberation. So Tenpa Nye Jin Gilam. So this Lam of full
definitely
leads to liberation.
Takes out.
Yeah, which is the liberation. Let's say. So this path. Yeah, Drebu Nyepa Dipa. But this is the same, it's Drebu Chanchup. So this path which definitely brings the fruit, having relied Tenpa, Yang Dapa fully, okay? So this, the code of this activity is the fact that the Buddha of the past has completely relied on this path leading to the fruit. So what is this Nye Jin? What is this this path leading to the fruit is then
we have a spelling mistake that if we compare with last year's teaching, it shouldn't be 10, it should be 10. Maybe we can ask about
43. Is this Tenpa there? Rinpoche, is this the capsule Tenpa? Tenpa, Kareri?
Tenpa.
Norwa Maribe?
Yar Tenpa.
You are Tenpa, isn't
it? Yitun, si jite si gori mado.
Yitun, so here, Yitun, then is to
Tenpa. Tonsi zawa de deva ni kachi gori wa.
Yeah. No. Rinpoche said it's like Yitun.
No, human kade.
Yitun is to rely by the mind.
Ah.
Ni wa Tenpa.
Ni wa Tenpa. Wadi.
Tenpa, jumbi Tenpa.
I didn't. No, me neither.
Ten is joy, isn't it?
But Rinpoche said it's like Yitunpa. Yitunpa is to commit one's mind, just to rely on by the mind.
Tenpa Yitun, this Sangha.
Yitunpa.
Yitunpa. Trust.
To trust, yeah. To entrust, yeah. That's good. Yeah. So, what is Nye Jin Dei Nye Tenpa? So, the entrustment, if you want, the entrustment of this real liberation, of this real fruit, Nye Jin, what is the way to be sure or to truly go to this liberation? This is Tsokni, the two accumulation. So Nyewa Tenpa is like Nyewa Yi Tenpa, and Yi Tenpa is like to trust and to have faith in and to entrust. Yatayi, yeah.
Which one?
Yidu. Yi Tenpa. No, no, there is no Yi there. But Rinpoche explained it as being Yi Tenpa.
Tenpa. Yi Tenpa. Yi Tenpa.
Tenpa and Yi Tenpa.
Rinpoche says it's like Yi Tenpa.
No, no.
Yeah.
No, he's quoting Yi Tenpa is also for you, same Tenpa.
Yeah.
For Yi Tenpa means to trust.
To trust, yeah.
So Nyewa Tenpa maybe to trust.
Yeah.
Because Nyewa is observant. As he says.
So yeah, the
Nijin Ti Nyewa Tenpa.
Nijin Ti Nyewa Tenpa. Nyewa Tenpa Ti. Tenpa Ti Yi Tenpa Tenpa Ti Yi Tenpa. Tanda Ti Kap Su Tenpa Ti Tenpa Yi Si Ni Ye Gong Ma Re. Jitang Tong Si Ji Tenpa Yi Si Ye Ro.
Ti Tenpa Ti. Pardon?
Namshe.
Explaining the meaning of Danpa, Rinpoche says that Rinpoche is quoted from some text, you know. So there are four Danpa, noun for relying on?
Reliance.
Four reliance. Kangsal Midun Shulatan. In that it says that don't rely on the person, but rely on the Dharma. Don't rely on Changdun, but rely on Ngedun. Changdun is a... Just use it. Changdun, liberating meanings. Anything that says indirectly in order to liberate the beings is called Changdun. And that things which say directly, which express the ultimate meaning, is called Changdun. So, Ngedun, sorry. So don't rely on the Changdun, but rely on Ngedun, the ultimate truth. Namshe le midun yishe le ten. So don't rely on the Namshe, the consciousness, but rely on the Yishe, the Jnana. Three, that's all. Then etc. Then etc. Third one, fourth one, Rinpoche doesn't remember. So this Rinpoche says there are four, in fact. So fourth one, he doesn't remember. So here, Dunba means completely the meaning is you know, it's clearly its meaning is to trust or to rely on. But then here, Nyevar Dunba means, Nyevar is as Upasarga, Nyevar Dunba means to completely rely on, you can say, he says. So Nyi Di Nyi Jin Thi Nyevar Dunba Sadrava.
They say the one. Sanje Ji Yan Da Pat Dunba, Nyi Jin Ji Lan Da Sin, Nyi Jin Ji,
No, he says the meaning.
Lange, Lala told sick about the carriers and the tony is. What they think?
So here I think we can take the meaning as being a synonym of tsuwo, which means the principle, you know, as taking as the principle. So.
As more important.
Yes.
As chief, as a main thing.
Yeah. So here, for example, Rinpoche said. Instead, here we have Ngejin De, and this Ngejin De refers to Lam, to the past. So this past, this liberation, and the De Nyewat Tenpa, the principal. He said, yeah, Ngejin Lam, De Nyewat
Tenpa. Tela, De Nyewat Tenpa, Tela Nyewat Koba.
Yeah. So I think the main or the most important or the most essential. So the main, you could say here, what is the most important of this path toward this Ngejin, toward this liberation, this is Tsogni, the two accumulation. And you say it is the principle or the essential in the same sense that we can say. Don't take the beings as being essentials, but take the Dharma as being essential. Don't take the Namshi as being essential, but take Yeshi as being essential. Okay?
Ngejin in this case is
the
short form
for
Ngejin
Gilam?
Yeah, Ngejin.
It's a Ngejin Lam Dein. Lam Tela, Lam Jule Chebala, Lam Yogamarwa.
Yeah.
Oh, this is here.
Okay.
Oh, Lanjikaps, Lam Ngejin Lam Res. Lam Tela, Nyavaran Kova, Tsocheva, the Tsoni Res.
So what are the two accumulations? They are the path to the main path toward this Ngejin. Okay? toward this real definite liberation. So, Ju Jen Day. So, Ju, I think here. Yeah. So, Ju here is the path, and Jen are the condition. The condition are the two accumulation. So, the this code and condition, the path and the two accumulation. So, what are the fruit of those? Is Chanchup, enlightenment, without any veil and completely pure. So, this is Chanchup. Drebu Deiju, so the cause of this drebu, of this fruit, which is enlightenment, so you could say the fruit of this enlightenment, no, the cause of this enlightenment, sorry, what it is Trinle Juk Yul. It is the activity, Trinle. And Juk Yul, what is this Juk Yul? Is Jukpa is to manifest, and Yul is the object. So it's the object of manifestation of Trinle. So what is here the cause of this enlightenment? It is those who are the object of the manifestation of this activity. And what are those objects? Those objects are Semchen, Yongsun Zinpa, who sees perfectly, who grasp perfectly, which are perfectly grasped, you could say, as an object of this activity. So here it's just more like the beings themselves are Yongsun beings in their mental continuity, in the mental continuum, or in the stream of consciousness. Sanwadja, what is to be clarified, purified, is Dripa, the veil. And Dei Chupa Jepa, what's cut Dei, those veils. What is cutting those veils? Jepa is the actor. So the cutter of those veils, you could say. Chinle Gichen. It's the condition of Trinle. And what is the condition of Trinle? This is Tukji Chenpo, the grand compassion, great compassion. Okay? So this grand compassion is the sixth point. So Druk. So those drukla, those 6 points, which we have just seen, which is lam, the path, tsokni, the two accumulation, chanchup, enlightenment, semchen, the beings, jipa, the veils, and tukje, the compassion. So those 6, nampa tokpa me par, without any conception, be metu juk pechir, so because it manifests without any effort, beva, without striving, without effort, and without any conception, all those 6. And this answers the question that we had at the very beginning of the sentence. Sangye nam gi semchen gi den zepa jumi chepa yinte. And all this reason, chir. Because. So this is all the reasons why the Buddha activity is unceasingly acting for the benefit of beings. So because, first, the Buddha has followed the path himself, on the path, he has relied on the path, and from the main point of this path is the two accumulation, and these two accumulation and the path are the cause and condition for the fruit, which is enlightenment, and this enlightenment, and what is the cause of this enlightenment, this is the beings, and those beings, when they have fully purified the veil in their mental continuum, what is the means for them to cut the veils? This is a great compassion of the Buddha, which cuts their veils, throw away their veils. So these are the 6 points by which, and being without any effort without effort and without any conception, then for this those reasons, Buddha activity is completely jinmichepa, unceasing.
It's the beings who are held as an object, or they hold as an object?
Which one?
Janchup? Yonsu Zimba.
Oh, Yonsu Zimba. I think they are held. What do you think?
They hold.
I think they are held by Buddha.
Held.
Yeah, they are held.
By what?
By Buddha activity.
Yeah, they're the object.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. And it's like so for the Chupa. Dei Chupa Jepa. You know, it's also this activity, compassion which is cutting. We have to take like that because it's... So the Buddha, the one which is held, is the Buddha, and what is by what they are held, it's the activity. Okay.
No, yeah.